Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Urawaza Eigo. My name is BJ Fox and I am here together with the wonderful, the amazing Ishii Terumi.
Domo, wonderful de amazing na Ishii Terumi-chan desu. Iya, joudan desu. Suimasen, Ishii desu. Suimasen, nanka ne. BJ, thank you for the great introduction.
No problem whatsoever.
はい、どうも、石井テレビです。Urawaza Eigo、今週も始めていきましょう。皆さん、よろしくお願いします。
Tell me, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, BJ?
I'm good as well. I'm good as well.
I'm very, very,
yeah.
Very, very 元気。
I'm looking forward to today's episode because today we're going to look at a very simple, yet at the same time, complicated phrase.
ベリーシンプル yet complicated ということで It sounds complicated, BJ.
Yes, it does. Actually, when I explain it like that, it sounds very complicated. What I mean is, it's a phrase that is sometimes positive, often used positively, but depending on the context, it can be a negative.
よくポジティブな意味で使われるけれども、文脈によってはネガティブになる?That's like a Japanese word. なんか日本語ってなんか文脈によってこうやばいっていう言葉も良かったり悪かったりとか。
Yeah.
でもなんか英語はちょっと意味がクリアだからあんまりそういうのないなんていうイメージがあるけれども文脈によるだなんて、no. Again, that sounds complicated, BJ.
Now I hear it back from you. Yeah, it does sound very complicated. And even more so because I feel this phraseIn many ways, cuts to the very heart of the difference between 外資系 and domestic companies.
Oh, 外資系の企業と日本のドメスティックな企業の違い Cut to the heart. Cut to the very heart. 何なんか核心に切り込むみたいなことなのかしら、yeah. はい、その違いをまさにつくそういった言葉ですけれどもなんかちょっとね、全然シンプルじゃない感じがしてきたけれども Are we going to doAll that in 30 minutes or like 40 minutes? Is that possible?
We're going to do our best, Terumi. If we don't get it into 40 minutes, producer Ruben won't be happy. But...
それはまずいぞ。
Question. Do you know the phrase, jack of all trades?
I do know that phrase. Jack of all trades は何でも屋さん、何でもできる人。
But are you aware there are other levels to this phrase?
アザーレベルがある?What do you mean?
Well, we're going to find out all about those other levels today on this week's episode of Urawaza Eigo. Okay, Terumi, we're going to have to pick up the pace. We've got a lot to cover this week.
はい、急ぎましょう。
So, we're going to take a look at the phrase, a jack of all trades first.
It means, いろんなことができる人、何でもできる人、ね、
yeah.
A jack of all trades ですけれども、
yeah.
BJ, why is the name Jack? Who is Jack? Is it from Titanic?
No, if anything, it would be from...
Jack! Rose! No?
No.
No.
If anything, I think it's probably more likely from, you know, like fairy tales like Jack and Jill or Jack and the Beanstalk, not 1992's...Titanic.
1997,
ne? Oh, was it 1997? Sorry, I guessed.
Jack の豆の木とかのジャックなのね?
Yeah. But I think in general, male names in English, Jack or Joe maybe as well, are sometimes just used to mean a man, a person.
Yeah. でもただ誰か男性だとか人だとか表すときに Jack とか Joe とか男性の名前としてまあ、仮に使われるということが多いわけね。まあ、日本で言う、
yeah.
太郎さんみたいな、そんな感じかな。
Yeah, yeah.、And in this case, by the way, trades, a jack of all trades, trades, that doesn't mean transaction or like 取引 but it means profession, job, 職業。
トレードは transaction とか取引とか、あと貿易なんていうイメージもありますけれども、
yeah.
そうではなくて、ここでは職業という意味ですね。
Yeah.
Okay?
And yeah, and this phrase, jack of all trades,、
mm-hmm.
means, you know, someone, a person, not necessarily a man, it could be a woman, who can do lots of things. Someone who is good at doing lots of things.
はい、なので Jack of all trades っていうのは、まあ、男性女性に限らずですけれども、いろいろなことが得意な人、はたまたいろいろなことができる人という意味になります。
And apparently, this is interesting. The first usage was about William Shakespeare.
あ、これはシェイクスピアのことを指して。So, some people say, call him as Jack of all trades.
Yeah, because he would write and he would act in his plays.
ウィリアム・シェイクスピアさんは自分で台本も書くし、自らが演じたということで、Then that means William Shakespeare was a multi-hyphenate. So he was a writer, hyphen,
hyphen.
actor,
hyphen,
maybe a poet.
Yeah, poet, hyphen, what else? Yeah.Great use of the word multi-hyphenate there.
ね、元祖マルティハイフネットじゃない?
Who?
Like, 元祖? 元祖, so he's the original multi-hyphenate of the world.
Oh, yeah.
ね。
It all began with him, yeah.
ね、そうですね。なんか、あの、レオナルド・ダ・ヴィンチとかさ、なんか昔の人って、
Yeah.
Scientist, doctor, writer, like genius from long time ago. They did everything. So they're like multi-hyphenates.
Do you know Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin yeah. Franklin っていう president?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he discovered electricity.
へえ、電気まで発明しちゃったんだ。
Yeah.
So he is multi-hyphenate or like jack of all trades.
Yeah, exactly. A jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, everyone.
Just to make sure, Benjamin Franklin wasn't a president, but he was a founding father of the USA.
I thought he was a president.
I don't think so. He was a minister and stuff.
My bad.
I honestly thought he was a...
Yeah, no, he's... one of the founding fathers of the United States and drafter and signer of the Declaration of Independence.
So
a lot of people think he was a president, probably because his portrait looks like a president.
Yeah, portrait. He has a big statue. No, he was on a bill.
Okay, thank you, producer Ruben. And that is why you are here. You are a multi-hyphenate. You are a singer, songwriter, and a great producer.Thank you for pointing out that Benjamin Franklin was not the president of the United States.
すみません、私の無知がね、露呈しましたけれども、ベンジャミン・フランクリンさんはアメリカ合衆国建国の父と言われてますけれども、大統領ではございませんでした。So, まあ、とにかくね、とにかくそうやっていろいろなことができる人のことをジャック・オブ・トレイズと言います。
Yeah. And check out episode 112 for more on multi-hyphenates. Okay.But in general, in this sense, Terumi, a jack of all trades, someone who can do a lot of things, is a positive phrase.
ポジティブな意味で使われてましたね、今のところね、私たちの間では。はい。
And it doesn't actually necessarily mean someone who has many jobs. It actually means someone who has many transferable skills.
いろいろな仕事とか職業を持つ人だけではなくて、transferable skills.Transferable っていうのはなんか辞書で調べると転職に有利なとか出てくるんですけれどもなんかポータブルスキルのことかな
Yeah, I think it means a skill that is useful for many different jobs or many different applications.
いろいろオールラウンドに使えるスキル、
はい、Yeah.
そんなスキルをたくさん持っている人のことを指していますね
Yeah. And, you know, I was joking a second ago,about producer Ruben being a multi-hyphenate. But producer Ruben is very much a jack of all trades. He creates the logos for the podcasts. He can edit the podcasts. He makes the theme song of the podcast. He has a very high level of knowledge of who Benjamin Franklin is. You know, all these different skills that you have, very transferable.
Yeah, ね、プロデューサー Ruben は本当に多才なのよね。
Yeah.
まあ、日本語ではそうね、多彩とか言うかな、もう本当にいろいろ何でもできて、マルティハイフネットでもあるし、ジャック・オブ・オール・トレイズとも言えますよね。ポッドキャストのロゴも作れるし、編集をしてくれてるのもプロデューサー・ルーベンだし、自分でね、縫い物をしてズボンも作れちゃうし、曲も作れるし、yeah. ベンジャミン・フランクリンのことも知ってるし、あとなんかフランスの、あの絵画とかもめちゃくちゃ詳しいし、 なんかね、本当にいろいろ知ってる方でできる人なんですけれども、yeah. BJ, also you write comedy, you can act,
maybe
you can make funny jokes,
you can
do marketing.
Marketing, I can do, I would say I am also a jack of all trades.
BJ もいろいろできるよね。
Yeah, and I think you'd maybe use it less for someone who's got many jobs and more for someone...Okay, Terumi, what about you? Okay, you can't see this. Terumi's like pointing
at her.
That's a question. Are you a jack of all trades? because it's not necessarily a positive thing. Like, I think what we're saying, it's not, you've got different jobs. You're definitely a multi-hyphenate.
そうですね。私はいろんな、まあ、芸人もやってますけど、ラジオパーソナリティだとかレポーターだとかいろいろやっていますが、はい。
But I think the difference between multi-hyphenate and a jack of all trades is someone like me, or I'm producer Ruben maybe, and I'm not saying you are this or not, Tanami. I'm not commenting on you here. But we are people who aren't specialized in one style of work. And fundamentally, whatever the task...You know, I look at producer Ruben and I'm like, you know, for example, with the podcast, you know, when we first started it, producer Ruben's never made a podcast before, but I was like, yeah, he could do it. He'll know how to do it. He'll work it out. You could probably do the job. And I think that's the difference. It's more about the skills, less about the job.What do you think?
ああ、なるほどね。なんか仕事をどんな仕事を持ってるかとかそういう話ではなくて、まあそれはどっちかっていうとマルティハイフネっての話で、そうじゃなくて、まあ何でもできるかどうか。まあ例えばボッドキャストだってルーベンは最初やったことなかったけれども、まあ彼だったらできるだろうと。
Yeah.
まあ、いろいろな多彩なスキルっていうか、まあそのポテンシャルも含めて何でもできる人ということなんですね。はい、あいつならできると。
Whereas maybe, and again, this is not a criticism, many of your jobs, they're all kind of using the same skill, which is intelligence and speaking.
ああ、そういうことね。まあ、インテリジェンスを私が使ってるかさておき、まあ、そっか、話すことっていうのは共通しているということで、まあ、確かに、そうね、別のスキルではないかもしれないですね。例えばなんか、別の仕事ではプログラミングをしているとかであればね、Jack of all trades というか、あの、いろいろスキルがあると言えるけれども、確かに私が今やっているお仕事は、大体喋ってますからね。Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.、Mm-hmm. Actually, so, there are deeper levels to this discussion, but shall we hear the phrase in action first?
Okay.
First quarter review.I am so nervous.
You will be fine, BJ. You always nail presentations.
Yeah, I am good at presenting, even if I do say so myself.
Yep, you are a real jack of all trades.
Huh? In a positive or negative way, Ruben?
Oh, no time. Here she is. Hello, Rachel.
Hello, Ruben, Wazako, BJ. How are you all?
Team Japan is doing great.
I'm fine, thank you.
So...The listenership seems to be growing, but you've changed the podcast name. Did you get approval from HQ?
Ruben did, right?
Well, I think BJ was going to send the mail to you.
Ruben, don't throw me under the bus. But shoulda, woulda, coulda, we've changed it now.
I don't like that attitude, BJ, and I don't love the new title, Urawaza Ego.I'm a little worried that the target audience is a bit broad.
Well, Rachel, until now we called the podcast Gaishike Urawaza Eigo, but we felt the Gaishike was a little bit niche.
Yes, the market was very narrow, just people working in foreign companies. We wanted to expand that market. We wanted to lower the hurdles.
Yeah, we wanted to lower the barriers to entry.
But having a niche is important.I'm worried that now you have tried to appeal to all English learners. You have become a jack of all trades.
And a master of none.
Ruben! CMO, Rachel, I think this name change could really move the needle. Yes, it broadens the target, but our value add is still high-level phrases with real-life applications.
And this is not based on gut feeling. We've had feedback that the Gaishike word was a barrier.
And if we get further feedback that this new title isn't our listeners' cup of tea, We can always pivot back.
Okay, let's cross that bridge when we come to it and just go ahead for the next quarter with the new title. Let's hope it is the game changer you've promised. Speak soon.
Bye.
Goodbye. So when she said we are a jack of all trades, was that positive or negative?
Ambiguous, maybe?
Ambiguous, no. Definitely negative.
Hold on! Chotto matte yo! I thought jack of all trades was positive! But, yeah. Like, this is like a negative version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
CMO はちょっとネガティブな意味で使ってますよ。
Yeah, the CMO used it negatively. Mm. But the first thing I would say is 60-70% of the time the phrase jack of all trades is used, it is in a positive way, in my opinion.
Is a positive way.
Yeah.
ってことは、ジャック・オブ・トレイズが登場するとき、60%、70% の確率でポジティブな意味で使われている。
Yeah.
Okay.
But there is a negative version. And tell me, do you remember the proverb 裏技？
ことわざ裏技はですね、あの最初の半分だけ言って、like when you say the first half of the proverb, let the other person imagine the rest, like kill two birds
with one stone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, well, yeah, that is the proverb urawaza. And in this phrase too, in the jack of all trades phrase, there is often an unspoken second half.
なんと 続きがありましたと? What is it?
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Master of none! どれもマスターしていない。いろいろなことができるけれども、どれも役立たず。あれですね、
yes.
これは器用貧乏なんて言いますけれどもね。
器用貧乏。
器用 means he can do anything, but he can do everything, but 貧乏 means poor, so 器用貧乏。
Okay.
なんかいろいろできるけど、
yeah.
どれもものになってないというか、結局損してるみたいな感じかな。
That is very much the same spirit.Of this phrase, jack of all trades, master of none, and this is negative.
Okay. Negative ですね。
And actually negative for two reasons, I would say.
Oh, negative な理由には二つありますと。What are they?
You know, one, it can be used to mean someone who can do something or many things, but not to a very high level, not to a top level.
まあ一つ目の意味としては。まあ、いろいろなことができるけど、どれもトップレベルにはできないという意味になりますね。どれも使い物にならないってことだね。
And actually, going back to the example of producer Ruben, yes, he can design, he can animate, he can edit, but all of these are self-taught.
ここでルーベンの名前出すのなんかちょっとかわいそうじゃない?まあデザインもできる。いいの?
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is completely true.
Yeah.
だってデザインもアニメーションもできるし、編集もできるけど、they are self-taught。だって独学だったと。だけどそれでもほら、トップレベルに行ってるかもしれないじゃん、そんなの。The self-taught doesn't mean that he's not on a top level, right?
That's true, that's true. But Ruben, in your own opinion, are you a jack of all trades?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, absolutely, yeah.
And
master of none.
And master of none.
Yeah.
なんか言わせてしまいましたけれども、ルーベンはとてもモデストなので、あのいろいろできるけれども、どれも秀でてはいないということをね、ご自分でおっしゃいましたね。なんか very Japanese politeness みたいな感じでしたね。Or maybe realistic. I don't know.
Well, I think it's important to try and do things yourself if you can. And so I like to learn new things, but it's important to use professionals when necessary as well.
So yeah, I think realistic, and again, I'm not criticizing Ruben in any way. I think he's amazing, but
知ってる.
Yeah, and not only is he amazing, he's perfect for what we do. You know, we are a small team trying to produce a show 100% between the three of us. So we all need to be jack of all trades.
まあ、ルーベンは本当にいろいろなことができるので素晴らしいし、私たちが3人でこれ自分たちで作っているポッドキャストをやってくれている分にはパーフェクトであるということですね。はい、私たちみんながね、ジャック・オブ・オール・トレイズにならなきゃいけないと。
Yeah.
はい、私は喋ってるだけですけどね。はい。Anyways.
So yeah, we all need to be jack of all trades, but sometimes maybe this isn't perfect for certain business situations.
うん。ビジネスでのある状況によっては、jack of all trades であるだけではダメなのね。
Yeah, like, I'm trying to think, you know, oh, like in marketing, you know, there's lots of different types of marketing. Maybe you can do online marketing, maybe you can do offline marketing, a little bit of digital marketing, some influencer marketing. But because you've never specialized, perhaps you can't grow that career in a certain direction.
例えば、マーケティングだったらいろいろな手法があります。オンライン、オフライン、デジタル、インフルエンサー、マーケティング、いろいろありますけれども、何か一つに特化していないと、そのマーケティング、デジタルマーケティング、例えばですけれども、デジタルマーケティングの分野で一流になることは難しいのではないかということですね。
Yeah. You know, that's just an example. So that's one way it's used negatively. Someone who's got many skills, but nothing specialized. The second way this phrase is used negatively is often it's used for someone who isn't committed to something.
はい、Jack of all trades がネガティブに使われている2つ目の文脈といたしましては、まあ、1つ目は、まあ、どのスキルも、まあ、突き抜けてないということでしたけれども、2つ目は何にも根ざしていないというか、何にもこう没頭できていない、集中できていない、そんな状態を表します。
Yeah, maybe they're doing too many things at one time and are not focused enough.
いろいろなことをやりすぎていて、どれにも集中しきれていないという状況ですね。
Yeah, actually, can I say one other thing from the conversation from the skit? The CMO used the phrase not for me or Ruben, but for the podcast.
先ほどのスキットで登場した CMO は。Jack of all trades っていうのを人に対してではなくてポッドキャストに対して言いましたね。So, like, can you use it for companies too? Like, not for person?
Yeah, companies, products, brands, brand owners. And here it is more often than not negative, I would say.
会社や商品、製品やブランド、まあ、ブランドオーナーにも使えるけれども、その場合はネガティブであることが多いと。
Yeah. In episode 124, we talked about niche marketing and how important finding your niche is for a product or a brand.
エピソード124で私たちはニッチについてお話ししましたけれども、まあ、ニッチなところを見つけて自分たちのこうブランドを尖らせる、ターゲティングするっていうのが大事というお話をしましたね。
Yeah. And sometimes brandsTry to appeal to everyone, appeal to every market. And that is very difficult because, yeah, it's hard as a brand to be a jack of all trades.
ブランドっていうのは、もうすべての人を対象にするっていうのはかなり難しいので、まあ、jack of all trades にはなれない。もうあの人もこの人も喜ばせたいっていうのは難しいから、まあ、どっかターゲティングしないといけないという話ですよね。
Yeah, often when you try to appeal to everyone, it means you appeal to no one.
うん、みんなに気に入られようとするっていうのは、誰にも結局アピールできてないということですね。
Yeah, like in our case for the podcast, if we try to, let's say, appeal to English learning beginners, we would probably lose our current listenership because it would become too easy.
じゃあ例えば私たちがこの3人のメンバーで英語を習いたての人向けに内容を変えるとすると、今聞いてくださっているリスナーさんは離れていってしまいますよね。それは今まで全然違う内容をやってたわけですから、それはそうですよね。
Yeah, yeah. But we're not trying to become jack of all trades.
私たちは jack of all trades になろうとはね、してませんからね。あの裏技英語のままですよ。
Yeah, we haven't changed the recipe, just the packaging.
So, we haven't changed the recipe, just the packaging.あの外資系裏技英語という名前をね、裏技英語に変えてパッケージングを変えましたけれども、So, is that also a proverb?
No, that was an original. That was an original BJ Fox.
ああ、オリジナル BJ Fox ワードなんですね。
Don't learn that one. Don't learn that one.、
はい、we haven't changed the recipe, just the packaging.
Yeah.
はい。あの、なんかこんなことわざありそうですけれどもね、あの、BJ オリジナルフレーズでございました。はい、まあでもなんかね、こんなことわざがあるかのように言ってみてもいいかもしれないですけどね。Yeah. don't change the recipe, just the packaging みたいなね。 そうそうそう。なんかね、使われてそうですけれどもね、ビジネスの世界ではね。
The only way to truly improve English is, tell me, to practice. And we recommend practicing with our sponsor, Cambly. It's a 英会話 on demand service.
英語が上手くなるには、とにかく時間をかけて練習あるのみということで、私たちがおすすめするのは、私たちのスポンサーであります。英会話 on demand レッスンサービス、Cambly です。
Sign up with the code URAWAZA in kanji for a free 50-minute lesson with a native English speaker and practice some of the tips and tricks from the podcast and put them in your back pocket.
漢字2文字で URAWAZA とプロモーションコードをご入力いただくと英語ネイティブスピーカーの先生との15分間の無料レッスンが体験できます。URAWAZA英語で学んだいろいろな URAWAZA フレーズを使ってみてですね、より記憶を定着させて皆さんのバックポケットに忍ばせておいてください。
Tell me.
はい。
I also mentioned at the beginning of the episode that this phrase cuts to the heart of gaishi versus domestic companies, didn't I?
今日のエピソードの最初の方で外資系企業かそれとも日本企業かの核心に迫るそんなテーマだってことをね言ってましたよ。
And that is because, at least traditionally, one of the main differences between 外資 and domestics were, in a 外資系, employees were specialists. In domestic companies, domestic Japanese companies, often they would be generalists.
外資系企業で働く人たちはスペシャリストで、日本企業の人たちはジェネラリスト。まあ、そんな違いがあると言われてるけれども。I thought 外資、no, maybe, like, when I work for a 外資 consulting company, like, なんかそっちがジェネラリスト。まあ、ジェネラリストを突き詰めた末にスペシャリストになるんだけども。
Yeah.
But, まあ、that's true to consultancy, maybe, generalist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
なるほど。まあ、ジェネラリストっていうのはね、Jack of all trades とも言えますよね。
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, my understanding is, especially in Japanese companies with the lifetime employment system,、
mm-hmm.
you know, people would enter a company、
yeah.
and then every 3 to 4 years move around to a different department.、
うん、終身雇用の日本企業に入社すると、まあ、入社して3、4年ごとにいろいろ部署とか移動して、まあ、いろいろな職務を経験することになりますよね。
And, you know, and gain lots of experience. And that is, yeah, a generalist or a jack of all trades. In a gaishike, people tend to have like one focus, a marketing specialist, a sales specialist.
ね、日本企業ではそうやっていろいろな職務、部署の仕事を経験して、まあ会社の中で、まあジェネラリストになって会社の組織の中で地位が上がっていくことを、目指したりしますけれども、まあ、外資系企業っていうのはどちらかというとスペシャリスト何かのスキルを一つ特化させてこうスキルを研いでいくそんなイメージがありますよね。マーケティングのスペシャリストになったり、yeah. セールスのスペシャリストになっていくということですね、mm. BJ, do you mean that in Japanese companies people are like jack of all trades? もしかしてマスターオブなんとか言いたいってことですか？
No, absolutely not. I'm not. Do you know what? That is actually the question I'm asking, but I'm not asking it with a negative point of view. I think it's an interesting question. Like, what is better?
なるほどね。これはだからもう本当に個人の職業観とかね、人生の価値観次第ですよね。どっちがいいわけでもなくても、まあ、好みの問題というかね。価値観の問題になってきますけれどもね、どちらがいいのか、ジェネラリストとして一つの会社で上り詰めるのか、スペシャリストとして一つのスキルに特化するのか。
You say konomi, you say like, I guess, based on someone's values, but I wonder what is actually the answer in terms of business as well, because, you know, take producer Ruben, for example, you know, if he was an excellent animator, that would be amazing. He is an excellent animator, but let's say he's like a top, top class animator. But if that was his only skill,then he would be useless for this podcast. It is the fact that he is a jack of all trades that we have come this far as a project.
うん。ルーベンがね、もうトップアニメクリエイターであれば、まあ、スペシャリストになるかもしれないですけれども、このポッドキャスト一緒にできるかっていうとそうではなくなってきますからね。
Yeah.
うん。
I think sometimes, you know, in a startup, and let's assume for the purposes of this conversation, Urawaza Eigo is a startup. We are three people starting something up.
そうですね。はい。Urawaza Eigo の、まあ、この3人でやってますけれども、スタートアップだとして、はい。この3人で回していくとすると、ゼロからスタートアップするってなると、やっぱり一人がいろんなことできた方が有利ですからね。ポッドキャストに限らず、まあ、一般的なスタートアップ企業とかでもそうですよね。
Yeah, so in that sense, you know, what we were talking about before, jack of all trades, generalists, are more important. You know, a jack of all trades is important.
Jack of all trades であることがとても重要だし、重宝されますよね。環境次第でね。
And certainly something I've learned in the past couple of years being a country manager, where you have to understand the entire business, not just your specialism. Again, having wide experience, being a jack of all trades, you know, being a generalist is very important.
で、BJ がカントリーマネージャーを、そういった時はビジネス全体を見渡して判断できなきゃいけないので、何かのスペシャリストだけだとそれを判断ができないということで、jack of all trades で、あることがね、country manager であるには求められます。So, being a jack of all trades is better, BJ?
Do you know what? I don't know if I'm saying that either.
そうは言ったものの、それを断言するわけでもなくって。
Do you know what? I think in conclusion, we should probably talk about this in further depth at another, in another episode.
お、この続き話しますか?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tenami, I feel like we ended on quite a big philosophical question.
確かに大きな哲学的な話になりましたね。
And it's a big debate that I don't think we can answer today. I don't actually know the answer. But at least now, when we have that debate, or if you have that debate in the future, you've got a good phrase to use.
お、まあ今日答えが出るものでもないですし、答えがある問いでもないですけれども、またこういったディベートを将来をやるといたしましたら、その時に使えるいいフレーズを今日は学ぶことができました。A jack of all trades!
Jack of all trades. By itself, I would say it is usually positive, but if it's used as the proverb Urawaza or in its full form, jack of all trades, master of none, then it can also be negative.
はい、大抵これが使われるときはポジティブ。I thought this was like in essence negative, but
60. Oh, the full version is 100% negative. Yeah.
But only if you only say jack of all trades, that can be positive, right?
Yeah, I can say it be positive.
だから jack of all trades とだけ言えば全然ネガティブではなくていい意味で言われることが多くて、まあ、ただ master of none までつくとネガティブ。
Yeah.
ことわざ裏技の時のね、あの、yeah. 全部を言い切るみたいなことになると、
yeah.
あの Jack of all trades, master of none まで言ってしまうと、まあそれは 100% ネガティブだということですね。
I think again we'll continue this another time, but I think personally exposing yourself to many industries and many experiences is a good way to go, a good way to grow.
まあ、いろいろな業界を見ていろいろな経験を積むということはとりあえずいいということで、
yeah.
はい、今日の Jack of all trades、 はい、皆さんもね、ちょっと Jack of all trades、 ご自分はね、Jack of all trades なのか何なのかいろいろ考えてみるきっかけになってもらえたら嬉しいです。ということで裏技英語、また来週お会いしましょう。皆さんお元気で、バイバイ
バイ。